Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the June 18th, 2020 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review at Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners, invited guests, and participant staff to please mute their phone if you are not speaking. During the meeting, anyone who is having technical difficulties with this audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. This is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, as may be renewed, modified, or superseded, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would now like to provide some guidance to our Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and Rhode Island Housing staff as they participate in this meeting. Chairman Retzinus will preside over this meeting. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking. I would also like to remind our Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and participating staff to please mute your telephone line when you are not speaking, and we appreciate your cooperation. And if you find that you are unable to participate, please contact us immediately and we will stop the meeting until you are reconnected or no longer muted. And now I would like to invite Chairman Retzinus to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Nicole, and thank all of you. Welcome to the June meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. I'm going to ask our Executive Director to call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Carol Ventura. I will now conduct a roll call of the Board of Commissioners and staff of Rhode Island Housing in attendance, as well as participating guests. Chairman Nicholas Retzinus.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley. Commissioner Liz Tanner.
Here.
Commissioner Seth Magaziner.
This is Leanne Byrne for Treasurer Magaziner.
Thank you. Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley. Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Kara LaChapelle.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Peter Pagonis.
Here.
Clarabelle Shavers.
Here.
Eric Shorter.
Here.
Christine Hunzinger.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
Amy Raynaud.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
Outside counsel, Stephen Richard. Guests participating today, Raymond Nerix.
Oh, hang on. Sharon. Sorry.
Sharon Morris.
Here.
Ray.
Ray Nerix.
Thank you, Ray. Chairman, the roll call is complete.
Thank you. We appear to have a quorum, so we will proceed. You have before you the approval of the minutes of the board meeting held in May 13, 2020. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Liz Tanner,
so moved.
Maria Berry, second.
Any questions or comments or further? Hearing none, I'll ask our general counsel to call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on May 13, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rodriguez.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley. Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Thank you. Let us turn our attention to a report on recent activities by our Executive Director, Carol. Hello?
Thank you, Chairman. I am happy to report that even though we are experiencing supply challenges, we continue to see volume increase in our homeownership area. Year over year, our production number is 5% higher for the 5 months ending May 31st. I have included a chart in my report on national median sales price increases. You will note that Rhode Island is experiencing a 7.5% sales price increase on single-family property, which is the sixth highest sales price increase of all states and much higher than the national average. This likely speaks to the lack of supply in Rhode Island. In our efforts to assist Rhode Island homeowners struggling with their mortgage payments, we intend to relaunch the Mortgage Payment Assistance Program that was funded through the Hottest Hit Fund. We have requested that Treasury approve a reallocation of $2 million in unused administrative funds for this important program that will assist up to 300 Rhode Island homeowners. In our loan servicing area, as expected, the portfolio delinquency rate continues to increase. In May, our overall delinquency of 13% is almost 6% higher than May of 2019. We continue to respond to requests for mortgage forbearance assistance, and we monitor existing forbearance agreements daily. Currently, we have a little bit more than 1,200 active agreements. One positive note is that borrowers are contacting us to indicate that they no longer need forbearance assistance, which suggests that folks are returning to work or are becoming more financially secure. Moving on to our real estate development area, today our development group will recommend the selection of Omni Development Corporation and Wingate as the developers of Barbara Jordan 2 Apartments. The board will recall that HUD foreclosed on this development in April 2018 and shortly thereafter transferred the properties to Rhode Island Housing. After an extensive public engagement and developer review and selection process, in collaboration with a team of external partners, we are happy to bring this action to you today. I want to thank the partners that assisted us in this important decision-making process, including Bonnie Nickerson, Director of Planning for the City of Providence, Raymond Nearing, Coordinator for the Office of Homeownership and Community Development for the Housing Resources Commission, Jeannie Cola, Executive Director of Rhode Island LISC, Melissa Sanzaro, Executive Director of the Providence Housing Authority, and Raul Moore, former Vice President of Syndication for Enterprise. I know that several of these partners are on the call today, and you will hear from Ray Nearing on the public engagement and developer selection process. In addition, we have invited Sharon Morris, the Executive Director of Omni Development Corporation, to make comments. In late April, we launched the HomeSafe program, which is funded through our Affordable Housing Trust Fund. We have been able to assist 56 families and have deployed approximately 60,000 in funding to assist Rhode Island renters. The leased housing team has been successful in the solicitation of owners to project-based units at their developments. The chart in my report provides information on the distribution of the 71 vouchers deployed through the solicitation. We are very pleased with the geographic distribution of the vouchers. I hope that the board has had an opportunity to review our annual report. I think it captures the work we have been able to do in partnership with many groups and organizations, such as an investment of $708 million into the Rhode Island economy by providing mortgages and down payment assistance to our first-time homebuyers, deploying $145 million in financing for the construction and renovation of over 1,000 affordable rental homes, and administering over $190 million in rental assistance funds to help 17,000 Rhode Island renters. I want to thank the board for your support over the past year. Our team is successful as a result of your commitment to the programs that we create and provide to Rhode Islanders. Moving on to government relations, on the federal level, the state and entitlement communities, Rhode Island Housing and other PHAs are busy deploying resources made available through the CARES Act. This includes emergency solutions grant funding, PHA operating funds, housing choice voucher program funding, and community development block grant dollars. On the state level, the fiscal year 2020 supplemental budget was released this week, which includes several transfers to the state from various quasi and state departments. In fiscal year 2020, Rhode Island Housing was obligated to transfer $1.5 million to the state, and we did so in April. I'm pleased to report that the finance group executed a new bond issuance this month. The sale will provide $58 million in financing for our first-time homebuyer programs. You may recall that this bond was scheduled to go to market in March, but we suspended due to the poor market conditions at that time. Because of the delay, we have achieved financing rates that are almost 1.5% lower than where we would have been in March. I would like to pause there, and I would like to make CJ Rotella aware of Brett Smiley actually being on the line. However, he is somehow muted. Commissioner Smiley, are you unmuted at this time?
I do not have his number here.
Commissioner Smiley?
I can't unmute him. I don't have a number for him. The number on the list is not, he called in on a different number.
Commissioner Smiley, can you text the number that you are using for this board meeting to me, and I will provide that to CJ Rotella.
Thank you.
CJ, the number is 569-0991. Let's pause until we know that Commissioner Smiley is on.
You should be able to hear me now.
There we go. Welcome, Commissioner Smiley.
Thank you, and I don't know if the minutes can reflect. I've been on since the beginning. I didn't realize until Leanne let me know that I've been muted that I haven't been able to be recorded as present.
I thought I heard you call in, Commissioner. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thanks, Carol.
So I'm happy to answer any questions on the ED report.
Thank you, Carol. That's a very impressive record, and congratulations to your team and your staff. Let's open it up to questions or comments.
This is Commissioner Orth. I have two questions about the single-family loan program. One is curious about the loan pipeline, and then two, curious about the workings, I guess, to develop a refinance product.
Yes, well, I'll have Peter Pagonis, Director of Homeownership, speak to that. Peter, can you address Commissioner Orth?
Good morning. The pipeline is doing well. We presently have a pipeline that will produce about $30 million in funding over the next 60 days or so. In terms of refinancing products, we do have one refinancing product through Fannie Mae, which is a rate and term refinance program. And we also have a streamlined process for our FHA borrowers who are looking to refi into an FHA mortgage. We also are working on developing two more refinancing programs on the FHA side. One would be a non-streamlined rate and term refinancing, and the other would be a cash-out refinance for those that would like to leverage the equity they have in their homes.
So for our single-family borrowers, for approximate percentage, what is there a viable refinance product for them? Say, is it viable for 20% or 80% of our borrowers, would you say?
I would say in terms of those borrowers who are, quote-unquote, in the money, i.e. have a rate where they could appreciate savings, I would say about 25% or so could save some dollars. Of course, the problem they have is that many of them are starting with 100% financing.
I see. Thank you.
Other questions?
Hey, Carol. This is Maria Berry. Quick question on the pipeline. Could you talk a little bit about the bond deals, the 4% opportunities, and kind of how you see the year playing out for that segment?
Let me turn it over to Eric Shorter to talk about the 4% pipeline. Eric?
Good morning. Eric Shorter, Director of Development, Commissioner Berry. We have a strong pipeline. We have about, don't quote me on this directly, but we have about $78 million of transactions in a pipeline for 4% transactions.
Okay, great. So you see it being a solid year in that category as well?
Yes, we're anticipating a critical component of the, in Carol's notes in terms of the director's report was the Capital Magnet Fund. So in order to make a lot of these transactions work, we need some soft financing for that as well. And so combine that with our preservation capital and Capital Magnet, we'll be able to execute on a number of those transactions. So it's critical to the execution.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Maria, big picture, this is Carol Ventura. Big picture, we're not really seeing any softening in the market or any lack of demand from investors for our transactions. We continue to monitor that, but we're not seeing any downturn at all.
Okay, terrific. Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, let's move on. Next item on the agenda is review of external charitable donations and contributions. Carol?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Carol Ventura. This action is for approval and ratification of recent charitable contributions made by Rhode Island Housing to partner agencies. The chart at Attachment A summarizes these donations and contributions, which include the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. Staff of the agency attended the organization's virtual congressional breakfast that was held on June 15th. Staff recommends approval of this charitable contribution in the amount of $100.
Thank you. I recall this is reviewed by the management committee. Brett, do you have any comments?
I do not. We reviewed it and recommended approval.
I'll accept that as a motion. Someone second it?
This is Leanne. I second the motion.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let me ask the general counsel to conduct the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the external charitable donations and contributions, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosina.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Burns.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's turn our attention to the next matter having to do with the approval of a developer for the Barbara Jordan 2 apartments. Carol?
Chairman, this is Nicole Clement. I believe this action is going to be presented by Eric Shorter, Director of Development. Eric.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Good morning, everyone. This is Eric Shorter, Director of Development. The request for action is for approval to designate a developer for the acquisition and redevelopment of Barbara Jordan II Apartments. BJ2 is an existing scattered site family housing development consisting of 74 units and 26 walk-up apartment buildings on multiple streets in South Providence. In April of 2018, HUD foreclosed on the original owner of BJ2. In June of 2018, HUD transferred ownership of the property to Rhode Island Housing Development Corp. In April of 2018, Rhode Island Housing engaged Camaros to conduct a community engagement process designed to foster a meaningful dialogue with residents, anchor institution, neighborhood organization, and other stakeholders located in the South Side to create a vision for the redevelopment of BJ2. These stakeholders participated in a full range of public engagement activities over a seven-month period. In June of 2019, a year ago today, Rhode Island Housing issued an RFP to designate a qualified developer for the redevelopment of BJ2. The RFP was posted on Rhode Island Housing's website, the state's website, purchasing website, Rhode Island Housing website specifically dedicated to BJ2 and sent to approximately 578 recipients, including developers, participants in the community engagement process via email announcement. The RFP set forth Rhode Island Housing goal to promote the redevelopment of BJ2 in a way that will revitalize abandoned, blighted properties in Upper South Providence, increase the number of housing opportunities, including home ownership and rental in the city of Providence, providing housing opportunities for a range of housing household sizes and incomes, promote the development of commercial and public facilities appropriate for the neighborhood, incorporate best practices regarding safety and accessibility, particularly crime prevention through environmental design standards, ensure the affordability period for more than 30 years for all affordable units, and finally, encourage the participation up to 50% NBWNB Rhode Island-based construction firms. Paramount among the resident and community concerns incorporated into the evaluation criteria for the RFP was the developer's ability to turn around underperforming properties as well as the quality and responsiveness of the property management entity. As part of the RFP process, an external selection committee was created to review on the proposals and select the developer. The RFP included threshold criteria and evaluation criteria. The four threshold criteria were: one, readiness to proceed; two, financial feasibility; three, development team capacity; and four, demand and marketability. A project had to meet all four threshold criteria in order to be evaluated. Rhode Island Housing received six responses to the RFP from the following entities: Omni America, which was a New York-based developer, for-profit developer; Trinity Financial, for-profit developer based out of Boston; Dakota Partners, for-profit developer based out of Boston; SWAP, local CDC here, a joint venture between Omni Providence Development Corp and Wingate Companies, and a joint venture partnership proposal from Wind Development and Crossroads Rhode Island. Staff of Rhode Island Housing analyzed the RFP responses against the evaluation criteria. Two of the proposals did not meet threshold criteria and were disqualified. The remaining four proposals were further analyzed and scored. The four proposals were competitively ranked on each evaluation factor. Rhode Island Housing staff presented the four proposals to the selection committee. The selection committee subsequently interviewed each applicant over two-week period in March of this year. Subsequent to the interviews, the selection committee narrowed the field to two proposals that best met the concerns voiced by the community: the SWAP and Omni Wingate proposals. SWAP and Omni Wingate were then given 30 days to respond to questions and feedback from the selection committee. Rhode Island Housing then evaluated the proposal responses and provided their recommendation to the selection committee. The selection committee evaluated the recommendation and unanimously approved Omni Wingate as the selected developer for BJ2. It's important to note that both SWAT and Omni Wingate have strong presence in the neighborhood, as well as reliable past performance as partners on other developments. Both proposals exhibit strong financial viability. However, each will require further refinement to secure a preliminary commitment on financing within the next year. Notwithstanding this, there were three primary factors that separated the Omni Wingate proposal. The first is the deep property management resume of Wingate brings to the redevelopment effort. HUD indicated a preference in the selected developer possessing substantial experience owning and managing properties of similar size. Wingate has over 30 years top-to-bottom property management experience. Wingate manages over 15,000 residential apartments in 18 states, 1,500 units in 19 developments here in Rhode Island. The second was Omni Wingate's transformational design, which envisions demolishing all the existing properties and replacing them with the new energy-efficient buildings that provide modern amenities that enhance the tenant experience. The third is Omni Wingate's direct experience turning around underperforming properties. For example, Omni turned around and redeveloped Phoenix Renaissance, a 57-unit development here on the west side of Providence. Omni also turned around Connecticut's first Black-owned co-op in Waterbury, Connecticut, a 122-unit development. These three factors were of paramount importance to the selection committee, which was representing a larger stakeholder community. Additionally, Omni Wingate have strong balance sheets collectively and make a strong, attractive partner for any number of syndicators. As a result of the COVID crisis, staff have had several conversations with syndicators who have stressed the importance of strong balance sheets and the ability to have significant liquidity for guarantees as well as relationships and track record. Thus, staff is recommending to the Board of Commissioners to approve the Omni Wingate Partnership as a development entity for the redevelopment of BJ2.
Thank you. Let me, as I understand it, the Credit Committee has reviewed this. Commissioner Orth, can you comment on it?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. We, in addition to having a presentation from Carol and Eric, the committee also received the input from Bonnie Nickerson and Raymond Nierix, two members of the selection committee. It was a thorough community engagement process, an open selection process as well. In fact, I think that website that staff put together is fantastic. All the information contained with it really made it easy for all members of the public, as well as those that were looking to developers looking to bid on it to access all the information they need. And want to thank all of those engaged in this long process. It's a lot of members of our housing community have put in a lot of time and effort, and it looks like we've resulted in a fantastic project. The winning developer of Omni Wingate was a unanimous selection by the selection committee, and we're excited to move forward with this project. I would move to for approval of this.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Barry.
Appropriately moved and seconded. Are there any questions or further discussion?
Chairman, this is Carol Ventura. We have a statement that will be read into the record by Eric Shorter on behalf of Bonnie Nickerson, and Eric will introduce Ray Nierix and Sharon Morris to make comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Carol. Again, this is Eric Shorter. Unfortunately, Bonnie Nickerson, director of the City of Providence Department of Planning and Development and a member of the selection committee, is unable to participate in the call today. Due to the fact that Bonnie is unable to join us, she has asked that I read her written statement into the record. I want to thank Bonnie for her remarks at the Credit Committee meeting, and now I will read her written statement. As a member of the steering committee for the Barbara Jordan 2 project, I would like to thank Rhode Island Housing staff for a thoughtful and thorough process for the community engagement led by Camaros through the interviews and deliberations with the committee. The Omni Providence team submitted the best proposal, in my view, and that one of the most responsive to the RFP and to the priorities that were outlined in the community engagement process. The Omni's team's emphasis on excellent design, property management, and resident service made the proposal stand out among several strong proposals that were received. The Barbara Jordan 2 project is a top priority for the City of Providence and will truly be transformative for the neighborhood. We are ready to lean in on this project and work as a partner with Rhode Island Housing and with Omni to make the project a success. Again, this is Eric Shorter, and I would like at this time to introduce Ray Nerix, Housing Commission Coordinator, State of Rhode Island Office of Housing and Community Development, and a member of the Selection Committee. Ray?
Thank you, Eric. Good morning, everyone. For me, this is sort of almost a full circle. I remember the inception of when Barbara Jordan was opened, and actually I think Chair Ritsinas may have been the Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing when Barbara Jordan 2 opened. And through the process of watching its failure and then the opportunity to see its renewal, and clearly in the choice of Omni Wingate as the selected developer, it's just really rewarding to see this come to fruition. I have to really express my appreciation to Rhode Island Housing, especially Eric Shorter, who had to put up with a great deal of my emails and consternations at various times, and also a period of time when I think every Monday, I think Eric came to work where I was reporting illegal dumping of tires on some of the Barbara Jordan sites, until the properties were secured. And also I have to say, Kismiros did a wonderful job in the community engagement process. I make a distinction between the issue of being heard and being listened to. And one of the things that I really felt happened during the community engagement process with Kismiros was there was a process to really listen to the community about what happened with Barbara Jordan, its failures, its promise, and now its opportunities. And going forward in the selection process, which Rhode Island Housing, again, did a wonderful job, soliciting the opportunity for people to apply, and then the process itself that resulted in the selection of Omni Wingate, which to me is just a wonderful choice because of what Omni did with the former Mendina Village, which is the Phoenix Renaissance development in the West End, the untimely passing of Joe Caffey, and the wonderful selection of the board at Omni in hiring Sharon Morris to continue that work in providing a vision for the City of Providence in terms of providing safe, sanitary, affordable rental housing, and particularly in terms of serving communities of color in the City of Providence. So I can't be prouder to have been part of this process in a very small role, and very, again, appreciative of the leadership that Rhode Island Housing has taken in putting this process together and getting to this point where hopefully the Board of Commissioners will approve Omni Wingate as the developer for the future of Barbara Jordan 2. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Now I would like to introduce Sharon Morris, the Executive Director of Omni Development Corp. Sharon?
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Eric and Rhode Island Housing and the Selection Committee for selecting the Omni Wingate as the developer for the redevelopment of Barbara Jordan 2. This is a very exciting opportunity for me personally because I grew up in that neighborhood and I'm a former resident of South Providence, and I am a proud person, proud of my community, and I have known several family members and friends who have lived in the Barbara Jordan development when those apartments were operating. And over the years, it was really sad to see the condition of those apartments and the conditions that people had lived in. And so it was when I first came on board, I was really committed to trying to find a partnership or a partner to help me with the vision of redeveloping that community. So the Omni Wingate team, we developed a new partnership for this development. Our goal is to do all new construction of 75 rental apartments and 4 home ownership units. And based on the feedback from the community, you know, we really wanted to make the units affordable for various income levels. So the units will be available for individuals at 30 to 80% AMI. We did want to focus on transforming that neighborhood. So we will have a mix of townhouses and a mid-rise building, which will provide on-site management offices for our residents to have access to our staff. We will also have a resident services coordinator who will be on site to provide services to our residents as well. And in my previous position, when I was with the National Equity Fund as an asset manager for over 9 years, I had the opportunity of overseeing projects that were designed such as this. And the on-site services to help the residents improve their current living situation. So our proposal is really designed to provide a safe place for our families to live, and our goal is also to build a stronger community and stronger families. So we're really excited for this opportunity, and once again, thank you for allowing us to redevelop this development.
Thank you, Sharon. This motion has been properly moved and seconded. Are there questions or comments? No questions or comments? May I ask the General Counsel to call the roll?
Thank you, Chairman. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving Omni Wingate as a developer for Barbara Jordan 2 apartment, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosina.
I am recused in this matter.
Thank you. Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Burns.
Aye.
The vote is 6 approvals and 1 recusal. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks all of you for this. It's been a long journey, but we've only just begun. So look forward to working with all of you. Let's turn our attention to the next item on the agenda, which is the approval of the qualified allocation plan under the low-income housing tax credit program.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Carol Ventura. Eric Shorter will present this action.
Thanks, Carol. Again, this is Eric Shorter. This request for action is for the approval of the proposed 2021 qualified allocation plan. The majority of the changes were more cosmetic and cleanup. We modified the program overview language just to make it more current. We took out some of the obsolete, irrelevant information. I'd just like to highlight a couple of kind of major changes. We added, for the first time ever in our history, set aside in this particular QAP, set aside for the Barbara Jordan project. We also, to incentivize developers, we added a point to incentivize them for broadband in the development. So we added a point there. We made sure that this was aligned with the 2020 to 2024 consolidated plan, so we made sure that the information and our QAP was aligned with that. Other than that, it was more kind of cleanup items, and the big items was really the broadband as well as the set-aside language. We reviewed this with the credit committee last week.
Thank you. I believe this is reviewed by the credit committee, Commissioner Orth.
Yes, it was. This is the second year since a major change was made to the QAP, and I think we've been on a plan really to do major changes every 2 years, but I think in light of what's happening in the markets and with COVID-19, I think it was a prudent decision to make relatively modest changes this year and perhaps next year look to make more structural changes to the QAP. It does align, efforts were made by staff to align the QAP with other state resources and goals and priorities of the comprehensive plan that's been produced recently. As Eric mentioned, there is a specific set-aside this year. The committee did speak about that. It is the first time that this has been done. We do have the ability under federal code to do it, and there have been provisions built in to make sure that there's not an unfair advantage in a set-aside and that we do get a good proposal from that set-aside. Also, I think it's a great idea, given COVID-19, everybody needs internet access these days, so to encourage free internet, I think, is a great idea in that addition. We also talked about fair housing. Commissioner Ratzinas, I know that's a particular interest of yours. Ann Berman relayed that certainly legally we meet the requirements in the QAP, and then from a practical standpoint, the QAP has led to a range of, albeit within about the three deals we're able to do each year, a range of developments geographically and type-wise and for various income. So it does look like we are furthering fair housing goals. So with that, I would move to approve of this.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you. Are there any further discussion, any questions regarding the plan?
This is Leanne from the Treasurer's Office. I also wanted to commend the inclusion of broadband. I think, as Kevin mentioned, the COVID-19 crisis has shown us the importance of affordable and accessible internet access for continuation of education and employment, and so I was glad to see that. I have a very technical issue, and I hate to be this person, but on the third page of the RFP, it mentions the public comment period opening in 2019. I think that's just a typo, so I wonder if Nicole could guide us to potentially amending that so that we vote on something where the public comment period starts this year.
Thank you for that note, Designee Byrne. We will make that edit, and when the motion is made, if it can be made with that distinction. Thank you.
Thank you for the comment. Other questions or comments? If not, let's call the roll.
This is Nicole Clement, General Counsel. Chairman Ratzinas, can you call a new motion to ask for the revision of the RFA? Is that possible?
Sure. Is there such a motion?
I can make a motion, Leanne.
Is there a second?
Seconded, Commissioner Orth.
Thank you. Okay, Nicole.
Thank you. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the proposed 2021 qualified allocation plan, the necessary edit, please respond by saying aye or please by saying nay. Chairman Ratzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orr?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let us move on to item number 7, the recommendation for an engagement of a residential real estate appraisal firm. Carol?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Carol Ventura. Leslie McKnight, Assistant Deputy Director for Loan Servicing, will present this action.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning. This is Leslie McKnight, Director of Loan Servicing. I am presenting a recommendation for approval of engagement of a residential real estate appraisal firm. In March 2020, Rhode Island Housing issued a request for proposal seeking proposals from qualified, licensed residential real estate firms to provide appraisal services to evaluate distressed properties in connection with the loan servicing sub-servicing activities in the state of Maine. The RFP was posted on Rhode Island Housing's website and the website maintained by the State of Rhode Island Department of Business Administration, Division of Purchases. Staff also researched and reached out to appraisers and appraisal companies to solicit RFP responses. In response to the RFP, Rhode Island Housing received one proposal from Atlantic Valuation Services, AVS. A selection committee comprised of Rhode Island Housing staff reviewed the proposal and evaluated it based on the criteria set forth in the RFP. AVS provides high-quality residential real estate appraisals, market evaluations, and inspections nationwide. AVS has the ability to provide Rhode Island Housing with appraisals of properties located throughout the state of Maine by maintaining a roster of appraisers. For these reasons, Rhode Island Housing seeks approval to engage appraisal valuation services to provide it with appraisal services in the state of Maine. We request the board approve the engagement of appraisal valuation services.
Great, thank you. I believe this has been reviewed by the management committee, Commissioner Smiley.
It has been, and as committee, we recommend approval, and I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Leanne. I second the motion.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Nicole, could you call the roll?
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, this is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the engagement of residential real estate appraisal firm, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinev.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you. The last item on the agenda is a recommendation for approval of a contract for a boiler system and water heater replacement. And again, Carol.
Thank you, Chairman. Lisa Primiano, Chief Operating Officer, will present this action.
Thank you, Carol. This is Lisa Primiano. The request for action I'm presenting this morning is for board approval to enter into a contract with NextGen Mechanical to replace the boiler system and hot water heater for the Slade Gar building at 44 Washington Street in Providence. In June of 2019, we conducted a capital needs assessment for the corporation-owned buildings at 44 Washington Street. Recommendations from this review were used to develop a three-year capital plan and to budget expenses accordingly. Due to the age of the system and the limited efficiency of the current boiler, it was identified as a priority item in the capital needs assessment. We originally had this budgeted in the fiscal year 20 capital plan, but due to some delays in the, moving this project forward, we would expect the project to be in the fiscal year 21 capital budget. In September of 2019, we hired Union Studio and EDS Engineering to prepare plans and specs for the project and to assist us with bid review and evaluation. As part of the assessment, EDS also recommended that we replace the existing inefficient hot water heater. Solicitation for bids were made to four pre-approved vendors who are on the State of Rhode Island's Master Price Agreement. We received bids from three of the vendors. One chose not to bid on the project. All three bids met the threshold requirements, and the final recommendation that you can see on Attachment B, it was based on pricing. In addition, Rhode Island Housing has had a positive work experience with the successful bidder. If approved, Rhode Island Housing would commence this project immediately with completion in late August of 2020. And we do also anticipate rebates from National Grid's high efficiency natural gas equipment incentive programs for the boilers and water heater expenses. This could be in the range between $6,000 and $12,000. I'm happy to answer any questions, and I know Guy Paroli, our manager of facilities, is also on the line, and he can assist if anyone has anything that he can answer for you.
Thank you. This also is reviewed by the management committee?
It was, and we recommend approval.
Is there a second?
Leanne, I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, let me ask our general counsel to call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the contract for the boiler system and water heater replacement, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosina.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There is no further business on the agenda. As such, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Commissioner Smiley, so moved.
Second? Is there a second?
Commissioner Smiley, second.
Thank you. Nicole, could you call the roll?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzenas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Thank you, and thank you all for your participation and engagement this morning and really at all our meetings. We are now adjourned as the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. We'll take a very brief delay, perhaps 2 or 3 minutes, and reconvene shortly as Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation.